Anu Kumari once hoped to get a high-paying job in the Indian Railways. She's been preparing for entrance exams in this hostel she shares with others. It's been 5 years, and now Anu says she'll accept any job offer.
What can we do? COVID has wiped out private jobs. In any case, there were few companies in our state. We've always counted on government jobs. If this doesn't work out, I will have to get married and sit at home.
This burning train in the eastern state of Bihar is a sign of India's unemployment crisis. 12 million people applied for 35,000 railway jobs. Some of them set it on fire after the government changed its recruitment rules. Nearly 1 in 12 Indians is out of work nationwide. The young and educated are struggling. Nearly half the population under 30 with a college degree does not have a job.
The pandemic recovery has been uneven. Job losses and price rise have pushed millions of people into poverty. But the Indian stock market has soared and the rich have become even wealthier.
The finance minister says the government will spend billions of dollars to improve infrastructure and create more jobs.
The overall sharp rebound and recovery of the economy is reflective of our country's strong resilience. India's economic growth in the current year is estimated to be 9.2%, highest among all large economies.
But experts say her budget speech did little to address India's economic crises.
And it's not just about pandemic, right? There has been a slowdown pre-pandemic as well. So this was a budget which could have addressed both the issue of decline in output in general because of the pandemic, but also the slow growth.
The government says the economy will grow at about 8% next year. Many job seekers like Anu hope this will mean more employment opportunities. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.